Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The Occupy Boston movement received a significant boost today. Local college students and at least one major Massachusetts labor union joined protesters who for the past few days have been camped in Boston's Dewey Square.
Protesters say they're drawing attention to the inequities in the nation's financial system. And it began in New York with Occupy Wall Street. Today, at least 15 of the nation's largest unions, including the AFL-CIO and the United Auto Workers, joined the rally in New York City.
In a moment, we'll hear from a representative of the Massachusetts nurses. But first, Meghna went down to Boston's financial district earlier today and spoke with a few of the Occupy Boston protesters who've been at the movement's tent city since Friday.
My name is Louis Rand. I direct the Peace Abbey and the Life Experience School in Sherbourne. And being here today is a great opportunity to voice our outrage over what's happened in our country and the level of greed that everyone has just accepted. And it's impacted profoundly on our budget at our school and the Abbey and social programs around the nation. It's wonderful to be here, bringing this beautiful statue of Gandhi, reminding people of Gandhi's words, the world holds enough for everyone's need, but not for everyone's greed.
Do you see this movement, Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Boston, on par with Gandhi's movement? I mean, he was trying to really overthrow a colonial power.
It would be unfair to assume that it is, but as Howard Zinn reminded us, that small little movements can bring down mighty structures.
But there aren't that many other people here, and this is what I've really kind of wondered. It's absolutely true that 99% of Americans earn far, far less than the top 1%. That is a mathematical fact. Why don't you think more people are here alongside you at Occupy Boston?
Fortunately, not enough people are empowered to believe in a kind of change that is grassroots. Can change be brought about? All we can do is try.
And what's interesting about the Occupy Boston protest is, while a lot of the people here may be what you'd consider the usual suspects, there are a lot of people here that you wouldn't expect.
My name is Nick Detellis.
And you were in the military?
Yeah, I'm still in the reserves. I was on active duty for a number of years.
And why did you join the reserves, join the military?
At the time when I joined, I felt like there was a lot of complex things going on in the world. And instead of sitting on my couch and ranting and raving about them, I wanted to go personally see what was going on.
And since then?
Since I've been here, I've been a bit of a dissenting voice, because I want to make sure that this movement is palatable to a wide variety of people that are going to say, yes, we have gotten an unfair deal. Yes, we're not being fairly represented democratically. And I actually have some of my uniform stuff, and sometimes when I'm out here, I sort of represent by, you know, wearing some of my uniform stuff and showing that there's a presence of veterans that are here. You know, I don't want this movement to be branded as a flash in the pan or some sort of radical movement, because I don't feel that it is. These basic complaints and grievances and concerns that most Americans have are not radical.
Occupy Boston protester Nick Detellis. This hour, at least one major local union, the Massachusetts Nurses Association, joined the Dewey Square rally. And joining us now is Donna Stern. She's a nurse at Bay State Franklin Medical Center in Greenfield. She was in Boston today. Donna Stern, why was it important for you to join the Occupy Boston movement?
Well, it was important as a nurse because we are joining with people in Boston and all over the country who the communities were devastated by this economic crisis, by Wall Street, and as a result of this crisis, the American dream, which used to include good jobs in healthcare, quality education, housing, these have all been destroyed because of it, and we're asking Wall Street to pay back the damages that they caused.
Well, what do you mean by that? Because I hear that the National Nurses United is pushing for what they're calling a Wall Street financial transaction tax. Is that the kind of solution you're looking for?
That's absolutely one of the solutions. It's the Wall Street transaction tax. And how it works is a tax on Wall Street transactions, on the trading of stocks, bonds, currency, credit default swaps, and derivatives. It would be a half a penny on every transaction, and it could generate up to $350 billion a year, which could go back in back into Main Street and back to the people that live in this country.
And Donna, we've just got a couple seconds, but I wonder if you could briefly tell me if you think that's enough.
Do I think it's enough? No, but I think it's a good start.
Donna Stern is a nurse at Bay State Franklin Medical Center in Greenfield. She was in Boston at the Occupy Boston rally. Thank you so much for joining us, Donna.
Thank you so much.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.